Well, hey everybody, welcome back to So You Want to Be in Ministry. I'm Tim, and we have a former guest back again. Russ Matthews is back with us. He is on the verge of releasing his third book. It's actually in pre-release. You'll hear about that as we get into the interview. So not a whole lot of introductions need to be made, but if you haven't been around and seen Russ in a previous episode, he's a movie critic and missionary in Australia, and he tries to use movies to display the gospel. And so he connects the gospel and movies. And so he's in the entertainment and creative world. He's also in the church world, and he tries to combine both so that people can hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's a phenomenal guy. I think you're going to enjoy it if you haven't heard him before, but his next book, Real Marriage, I'm looking forward to it. R-E-E-L, marriage, like movie, real marriage, where he's going to combine movies and what a godly marriage looks like and trying to share that. So if you've been looking for a tool to be able to share with some friends that don't know Jesus yet, this is a great tool, and I think you'll hear more about it as we get into Russ. So let's get into this interview. Well, love having you back, Russ Matthews. Third time's a charm. Not that the first two weren't, but absolutely love having you back for the third time. So we're excited to talk about book three here.
Yeah, I am thrilled to be here, Tim. It's great. It's always great being here and just having a chat. I always just love not only just kind of getting to hang out with friends, but then also to see how ministries have grown, opportunities are growing, and also just some of the new things. So yeah, I'm looking forward to talking about the third book. So yeah, looking forward to talking about Real Marriage.
Yeah, I am too. But before we get into that, let's talk about the world of real dialogue and film. Like, give us, for those that haven't seen the previous two episodes, just fill us in. What's the latest news? Kind of maybe even a little snippet of what it is.
Yeah, so Real Dialogue, and it's R-E-E-L Dialogue, Real Dialogue. What we do is we take film and faith and bring those two things together. And so we look at how we can discuss film, but yet as a way of kind of moving us towards having a discussion with faith. So Real Dialogue. And so looking at within that realm. And over the years, we've been able to build kind of all the different resources. We have reviews, we have discussion guides, we do events, we have all of these various things that have kind of happened. And the ministry has grown across the country here in Australia. And we're just really grateful to be able to kind of do this. Well, then a few years ago, I wrote my first book, The Word Becomes Film, and that one just really kind of shows how we do the ministry in kind of a story form, in how you have that discussion. It was a discussion between two men specifically, and kind of growing and understanding more about the Christian faith, but how you can also do that by looking at film in a way of doing it that way. And then, so now then we had the Maker's Quest, and now this one, The Real Marriage. This one is a similar one to The Word Becomes Film, is that it's an allegory in the sense that but it's really dealing with couples. Because really, I think that most married people build their relationships with other married people. And even though you can develop those relationships personally with the husbands and the wives, but really you do it as couples. And so how do you have those discussions and both as husband and wives within the marriage, but then also with those outside of the marriage, and how you can grow in your discussions in faith and be able to do that very naturally. And we do it through film and also just really pointing people back to the Bible.
Yeah, I love it. And I mean, just side note, if you haven't read Word Becomes Film, it was one of my favorite books of that year. So it's still good. Go back and read it. And I'm excited that you're bringing these characters back, because I loved these characters. And so I'm looking forward to even reading this book. I haven't gotten my hands on it yet, but I will. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll get it in your hands. Well, it's actually coming. Yeah, maybe coming out here this week. So I'm actually getting the first physical copy this coming week. So I'm looking forward to it too.
Yeah, I know. So we'll both look forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of the best films then to have some gospel conversations that have come out in the last year, maybe even just this year?
Yeah, you know what? It's really interesting how over the past few years, I think that we've been able to kind of see different films that have kind of really helped us to kind of move towards having those discussions. And one thing that really stands out over the years, especially around Easter time, people always ask me, is there a film that I could show my children when it comes to the sharing this story of Jesus. Because, I mean, I don't know about you, but the Passion of the Christ, we have all most likely seen it, especially within the Christian community. But even myself, I don't necessarily want to go back and watch it because it is so confronting. But then all of these other films that really, once you get to the point of Jesus's life, but especially with the issues with the cross and kind of the death, burial, and resurrection, it's kind of hard to show a child. Well, this year, thankfully, Angel Studios came out with The King of Kings, which was phenomenal. I really was pleasantly surprised with this film, how they really show it through the eyes of Charles Dickens and his children, and how he's able to share it with his children in that way. And I found that it was one that was accessible for families and really kind of getting conversations started, but also they manage the whole process without holding back or watering down the message of the Bible, to be able to do that. And so that's one that I would say that's probably front of mind just because of the last few month or so that we've really been able to find something that really is good for families to be able to have that conversation. And so then you kind of go back to, and here I'm going to introduce a completely different film that would really open up the door to this, but it really goes to Dune Part Two.
Okay.
It's almost impossible not to see kind of the biblical implications, the whole discussion of a Messiah, that person who kind of comes in and is able to really kind of save the world, as it were, and bring different people together, but then also cause a whole bunch of different divisions. So it is a great film. But then on top of it, it is one that probably would lead you to such easy conversations with people as far as really seeing the biblical implications. If you can't put that through the biblical lens, as we've talked about in the past, when you're watching a film like that, you're really kind of missing the point. Because, I mean, I think you just have to see the fact that all that they kind of pull from, I mean, in all of these stories and all these movies, you really can kind of point back to God in different ways and really looking at how he is represented in these films, and that there's no new idea, but really they all take from pretty much God's narrative in a way and maybe put a spin on it, but I think it really opens up the door. So those would be, I have a whole bunch of other films I probably could go into, but those are probably the two standouts over the past year or past 12 months that I would probably say would be worthwhile considering.
All right, so no Minecraft in there, so.
Oh, Minecraft. Yeah. No, I have three rules for Minecraft. People ask me, they go, okay, oh, the Minecraft movie, what'd you think? I said, I think you have to have three things on board to really appreciate that movie. One, you have to actually have played Minecraft. If you haven't played Minecraft, you're not going to get it. Two, you have to be a Jack Black fan. You know, I mean, the fact that Jack Black's allowed to be Jack Black and all that sort of thing. Three, you have to be a Napoleon Dynamite fan because it's directed by the same guy who did Napoleon Dynamite and Nacho Libre, which actually I prefer. It's a really great film. And but yet they're silly. It's ridiculous fun. And so as you're leaving, most people would be like, what just happened? I'm not sure what just happened with that film. But yet for whatever reason, people are laughing, throwing popcorn at the screens, whatever that is they're doing, because they love Minecraft because it is the number one game in the world, you know?
Yeah.
And so you can still have some fun with it and really can kind of see some different things. I can get there with Minecraft, but I think that Dune Part Two might be my better option.
So I took my son, and I would say the most fun I had in that movie was watching my son have fun. So
exactly.
Yeah. He had a blast.
The same thing happened for me with Dog Man. I didn't understand it. I didn't know what was going on, but I took my 7-year-old grandson who was wrapped. I mean, he was in it. And all of a sudden we're watching, and I'm going, what is happening? I would call it just crazy chaos on screen. I didn't know what was going on. I really didn't know the storyline. The movie finishes. My grandson turns to me. He goes, that was a great movie, wasn't it, Grandpa? And I said, you know what? Today, Dog Man was a great movie just because they nailed the audience. I mean, the 7-year-olds of the world will love that film, you know, that sort of thing. So, yeah. So you never know. That's the beauty of film.
Yep, it is. Well, since we last talked, you have written Real Marriage. So the subtitle is A Journey of Love, Faith, Film, and Redemption. So how is this a different book than The Word Becomes Film or The Maker's Quest? And maybe what are some similarities between those books?
Yeah, there's probably both, and I appreciate you asking, Tim. I think that with the word becomes film, this is kind of a precursor, because this is one of my favorite characters is Finn Rowan. Finn Rowan in this whole thing, as far as he's just kind of the guy that kind of moves through and seems to be the sage within this whole story, but yet he's also a film critic. And within that, it kind of goes into another story of him reaching out to a couple, the Malones specifically. And that's what's different about this book. Even my editor was like going, oh, this is a different way to be able to handle it, is that you're really looking at it both from both Luke and Ellie Malone's point of view. So it's there's almost two storylines kind of going along, but how Finn and Lise, his wife, actually come into having those discussions that are important, not only for marriage, but also in believing in having a faith. And so that that's where it's similar to the word becomes film, but different in the sense that we tried to get not only a male perspective, but also both a couple's perspective on this and on both sides, and be able to kind of understand and see how that goes. And so it's still in a narrative form or an allegory form, but yet what we've done is we've actually put together a handbook that kind of helps people to kind of travel through the journey, because you can do it as a couple, but also you can do it with other couples.
All right. So give us some of the story then of how they navigate some of this stuff.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, so Luke Malone is actually not a Christian, but he marries Ellie, who comes from a Christian background. So her background was Christian. And so actually there is another couple. Ellie's parents are actually a part of this whole thing, and they really become a key factor in that. And as far as they're really talking into what that's like, especially kind of bringing these two things together. Now, so both Ellie and also Luke they work outside of the home. They're both relatively successful in their line of work, but both are kind of coming to the point of, is this really all that there is? Is there something more that I should be looking for? And they do get to a point where that also provides a tension within the home. So as far as with their children, with them as a couple. And so all of a sudden to have someone like a Finn Rowan just kind of come into their lives and all of a sudden then be able to kind of speak into not only the challenges they're going through in life, and in marriage and as parents, but then also how that actually points towards probably the most important thing. And that would be understanding and knowing who God is, specifically through Jesus. And so, but he uses it in a very similar way as far as when the word becomes film, because we're a visual generation he not only uses the Bible, but he then also uses a film to complement the kind of the storyline, to kind of give us an understanding of how that would look visually and be able to help the story along. It doesn't replace the Bible. It just helps to complement it.
Yeah. I love that. So I'm guessing you're going to put like different movies to watch along the way. Like you've done in the past, something similar to that. Is that going to happen as well?
Yes, it is. That's exactly what it is. So with the handbook, so what it is, what we've done is we've established the film, and also then you have the Bible passages that go along with it, and then questions that kind of help you in that part of the journey, because you kind of progress through this whole journey. And it's one that I think can be confronting both for those that are Christian and those who are not Christian yet, to be able to kind of see what that is and how that kind of comes along. And I think that's one of the things that's worthwhile mentioning too, Tim, is that the films that we have do have some mature content in them, because you're dealing with marriage relationships or relationships in general. And so there is some mature content. They're not all Christian films, as it were. But I think that to those who aren't Christian yet, that's not a problem whatsoever.
It is
but
not.
also, it kind of helps us to remember that many of the stories within the Bible have a mature theme to them also. You know, you're being confronted by different issues going on within humanity. And so within that, it's not necessarily that we're trying to be confronting. It's just that we're trying to show the realities of life, but yet how the Bible has answers to those two.
Yeah, absolutely. So what led you down the path to do one focused on marriage then, and doing real marriage?
Yeah. Well, I pretty much most days I get up and I kind of go, wow, I can't believe I get to do this, as far as bringing together both my passion for Jesus, but also my passion for film, and be able to bring those things together. But then to be able to do the third thing and bring in that third element, as far as my passion for marriage, especially my marriage to Kathy, but that really showing how important it is. But yet, as we get on in our years and seeing even within the Christian faith, how many people struggle in their marriages as they're kind of going through that, be able to see how you can interject that wisdom into seeing the value of and importance of marriage and the value that it brings, but also really the most important thing that God or that Jesus needs to be at the center of that. So to be able to marry those, marry those together, bringing together those three elements. So you're seeing film, you're seeing faith, but then you're really seeing marriage as a key component within that. It just was a natural thing as far as writing it, because I had actually written this book prior to the Maker's Quest, but the Maker's Quest kind of jumped the queue as far as jumped the line. In regards to be able to kind of come in and be introduced or published, while this one is, so it's kind of the prequel. It's not a direct prequel to The Word Becomes Film as far as certain characters, but it is meant to be one that really shows the value of marriage. But again, how you can do that through film and faith.
Okay. Are you ready for all of the marriage questions that you're going to get because of this book?
Yeah. What was really interesting about it is that Kathy, because she obviously does the sub editing, she looked at it all before we sent it to the editor. And she goes, oh, you need to make sure that people understand that this isn't necessarily a marriage handbook.
Yeah.
But what we found as we've kind of gotten the point of finally coming to publication was that, yeah, actually, I'm actually pretty comfortable with that. I think that also being in this season of life, understanding that not everything's always rosy and always great every single time throughout our marriage. But yeah, one of the things I can say that what keeps us together is our faith in Jesus, and then also be able to grow it along with that. And so I'm actually pretty comfortable with it, but also saying that this isn't necessarily a marriage handbook, but what I would hope it would do is that it would help both Christians and those who aren't Christian yet to be able to see the value of marriage and investing in that. But then to be able to grow that and be able to point them to really what I see as the ultimate marriage handbook, and that would be the Bible.
So. Yeah. So it sounds to me like it's not a marriage handbook necessarily, but what setting would you recommend this in? Could it be in a setting where it's a small group where everybody could be Christian? Would you recommend it where you would want it more in a setting where you would be coming alongside some people that weren't Christian yet? Like what type of setting do you see this being used mostly in?
Yeah, initially I would have said expressly it would have been for those that are really just kind of reach out to those who aren't Christians in their lives, you know, the family, friends, neighbors. But really, sorry for the cough. What I would really say that it would be both of those things that you actually suggest. So one would be, it could be an atmosphere where it's Christians, because actually what we're going to be doing when we launch the book, we talk about the fact that the first thing you need to do is you need to read this. You need to read it and be able to kind of understand what you're getting. It's not just a matter of a book that you hand to somebody. I don't know about you, but I when I was graduating high school, one of the books that was very popular back then was Don't Waste Your Life by John Piper.
Yep.
And so people wanted to give that book, and I think they still do. I think it's in publication, and they still give it out. But you still kind of are a little wary going, oh, I don't know. I mean, this almost is offensive, you know, saying, hey, don't waste your life, you know, kind of, oh, thanks a lot. You know, I'm 18. What's going on? But the same with this book. It's worthwhile reading it. It's a short book. I call it a train read, meaning that it's a short book in the sense that you would be able to get through it relatively quickly, even if you're not a natural book reader. Mm-hmm. But before handing it to somebody, you'd be able to know what you're giving them, but then also with the intention that you'd like to actually travel through it with them, and that it's not just a matter of them just reading it on their own, but actually kind of working through, because they do brings up a lot of questions. And you can even see within the storyline that Luke is quite offended actually by some of the questions that Finn asks, because they're so confronting, even though they're simple questions that we all need to be asked, both as Christians and also those who don't know Christ yet. And so I think that it could be either. It could really be that, but with understanding that the films that are being suggested aren't necessarily Christian films, but yet ones that would really complement the storyline as they're kind of traveling through.
Yeah, that's good. So tell us then how people can get the book. I know it's getting ready to be released. Tell us all that information then.
Yeah. So the main place you'd be able to do that, you'd be able to go to Amazon directly. So you can go to Amazon wherever you are in the world. It's amazing with their system. Pretty much you order it and it can be to your home in a couple of days. It's right there at your doorstep as far as being able to do it on Amazon. Or also you can always go to Real Dialogue. That's reeldialogue.com and thirdspace.org.au. And those two places, you'll be able to get the book, be able to get the link to the book and be able to get that. What's nice too, is once you have the book, you get the handbook for free. So the handbook actually comes along with it. It's just a QR code within the book and you'd be able to download that and be able to use the handbook yourself.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We want you to check it out. What day does it officially come out? Did you say
it's officially coming out on the 11th of May?
Okay.
But just so you guys know, depending on when you're dropping this podcast,
I'm looking at May 9th.
Okay. Yeah. Well, fortunately it will be available at a very special discounted price prior to that, especially okay. If you want to get something for Mother's Day. And so it will be, we'll actually be kind of doing a soft release probably from the 6th of May.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So, at the time of this being dropped, you can go there and get it for a discounted price. Make sure you do that. Don't wait, because if you wait till Mother's Day, the price is going to go to release price. So you want
exactly.
to do it today. So don't
That's
wait.
Right.
Well, cool. Awesome, Russ. I'm so excited for how God's been using you with these books. It's been fun to read them. It's been fun to be along the journey and see how God has used them. And they are fantastic characters. Finn is one of my favorite characters. If you haven't, let me ask this. I probably should ask this earlier, but you don't have to read The Word Becomes Film to get into this one, right? They don't like follow each other. They're separate books.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There are some subtle notes for those who have read The Word Becomes Film. There's subtle notes that people will go, ah, he's referring to that.
Yeah.
But you can do this one is definitely as a standalone. You can do this on your own, even though we definitely highly recommend that you get The Word Becomes Film because that's still kind of it. It depends on the atmosphere and the relationships that you have that you can. And both of those books, as well as The Maker's Quest, are still all available.
Yeah, and I would recommend all of them. I think you should. If you haven't gotten them, you should get them all. Like, absolutely.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm excited for you, man. I'm going to get it. Looking forward to going through some of the... Hey, if nothing else, if you are the guy listening to this, if you're the husband in this relationship and you're going, hey, honey, you want to watch a bunch of love stories, movies together, like, I think you're going to win. Like, there's going to be some wins in doing this book as a married couple. So, like, even if it stays in your marriage relationship and you're just watching movies together and talking about the gospel together, like, I think you're going to get some wins. So, guys, like, go buy it. Absolutely.
This is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is it. And for all those guys that are out there going, oh, I don't read books. I'm like going, it's a short book. It's easy. But yes, it will hopefully be able to kind of complement and enrich your marriages too.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Russ. I always look forward to having you on. And hey, maybe we'll just have you on next year too for book four.
you just never know.
You never
know. You know, just great being here, Tim. I just love being on the show. Thanks for your ministries and all that you do. We really appreciate it. And thanks so much for having me on today.
Absolutely, Russ. We'll see you next time.
All right, take care.
I love how Russ continues to find creative ways to combine movies and entertainment culture with the gospel and then give the church a tool to be able to share that with their friends that may not know Jesus. Yet. I hope that you'll look at it. I loved The Word Becomes Film, and I love that he's going back to some familiar characters on Real Marriage. And now that it's out, I'm going to be getting my copy. I can't wait to read it and just see how he combines it all with Real Marriage. And so, looking forward to all of that. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Thank you so much for being here and engaging. We appreciate it so much, and we'll see you next time.